There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. We are going to, in the second hour, continue with the news because we got a lot of news today. We will continue with the news. Also, I'm going to tell you about a pet emergency we had here at the Power Hour because I wanted to help you and perhaps save another life. Don't worry, everything turned out okay, but I want you to know that there are some things you need to do that you just can't plan for sometimes. So I'll tell you about that pet emergency in a little bit. This man shot in a wheelchair with three beanbag rounds and a taser. What's that story all about, Josh?
I just saw the video, and you have 10 cops swarming him after he's been shot and tased already. And it's a 10-second video of what I saw. You know, there's another video there, but I didn't want to play it because we were coming back.
There's no good background information as to what happened there. But then to me, there shouldn't be any background information that you need as to why you tased somebody.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you said, you know, apparently he had a pole and he swung at the cops. Well, if a guy in a wheelchair has a pole, I mean, and you have 9 of your buddies with you.
That's called a cane, probably.
Well, couldn't one of you at least walk around the guy and grab it, you know? It just seems...
There you go, Josh, making way too much sense.
I know, but there's something funny about this. It's not funny that what happened, but the video apparently was taken by a homeless Skid Row resident, which was kind of funny to me that a homeless guy can pay for, you know, a phone that has a video.
Well, you know, maybe a lot of these people are on trust funds. Honestly,
the homeless people?
Yeah, a lot of trust fund babies are on the street, and they're mentally... They have a problem.
Okay, I see.
So they're given so much money every month by their families and tell them to go live on the street or whatever, just play like we don't exist. And they do have access to money.
Okay.
I've known a lot of people, and they get their, you know, $250 a month or whatever.
Right.
And, you know, out of guilt, they probably give them a cell phone and say, you know, call us if you get in real, real trouble.
I see.
Anyway, VA is struggling with a promise to end long benefit waits this year. And despite making inroads over the last 2 years and streamlining the system, wink, wink. Let me tell you guys, these people are not being taken care of.
How much is the VA promise worth?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right. It's kind of like, we will close down Guantanamo, too. Now, this one, Missouri, you have a problem. Well, in fact, it's the second problem in 8 months. The Ameren Corporation nuclear power plant in central Missouri is shut down for the second time in 8 months after a non-emergency leak in the reaction control system. The shutdown occurred at 1:15 a.m. Thursday at the plant near Fulton. Now, Fulton is about 60, 70 miles from here?
Yeah, it's, let's see, you go up towards Jeff, which is about 40 miles from here, and then probably, another 20 miles. And then, actually, if you, you know, take I-70, is that what
we
that
don't
is?
Need to know how to get
okay,
there, Josh.
Well, I'm just saying, you can actually see the cooling tower and everything
right?
on the way to St. Louis from here.
You can.
Yeah.
You can see it right off the I-70.
Yeah, it's a little unnerving, actually.
It is.
For me, anyway.
I don't like that.
Especially when you're driving through beautiful, you know, Missouri Ozark countryside, and then you all of a sudden there's a... You know, cooling tower. And if you know what that is and you're a little concerned about it,
it's a little unnerving to me also when you know that they had to shut down. They had a leak in the reaction control system.
Just steam. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh. Jeff Trammell of St. Louis-based Ameren called it a minor steam leak. He said no one was hurt, no risk of the public, but we did have to shut down the whole flaming thing.
In December, they shut down because of an electrical equipment failure.
Mm-hmm.
That's not good.
That's not good for nuclear plants. No. You know, to use electrical equipment failure and nuclear power plant in the same sentence, not good. Not good.
You know what's really scary about that is, you know, the way the wind moves is from west to east here most of the time. You know, unless in wintertime comes down from the north a lot. But, you know, if something were to happen with that plant, imagine what St. Louis would get. Craziness. Wow.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry, I didn't mean to scare you, St. Louis people.
Yeah.
That's the reality
Everything's
of your situation.
Fine. Everything's fine. A minor steam leak.
Yeah.
What will happen? Oh, now this is serious, listeners. What will happen when smart meters catch fire on natural gas line meters? We'll talk about that after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce
and Josh.
We'll be right back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world. It's all about the truth. I'll give you some email responses in just a few minutes. But back to that story about what will happen when smart meters catch fire on natural gas line meters. Perhaps no one has taken into consideration that there's a section of the Pennsylvania Public Utilities Commission Act that expressly states utilities cannot cause harm to customers. Hey, I kind of like that little law, rule,
nice,
regulation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sending RFs and EMFs and dirty electricity through a home's electrical wiring plus fire-prone AMISMs. Now, what's that AMISM? Josh?
I'm not sure.
Now, prove your worth here now. Well, that's something you can check out. An AMISM on the home's outside.
Oh, SM is smart meter, so AMI must be the manufacturer.
Oh, very good. On the AMI smart meters on the home's outside wall certainly do not constitute safe. People are telling us that they can't sleep at night, worrying if their houses are going to catch fire from the smart meter. No one should have to live under such duress. Now, here's PASMA's press release. PASMA receives numerous inquiries from gas utility companies who are being pressured into permitting utilities to retrofit the AMI smart meters onto both gas and water meters. Customers' concerns are especially warranted about gas meters, specifically in view of the history of the way the smart meters arc, catching fire and or exploding, And what happens when a smart meter does that on a natural gas line meter?
Yeah, that's not good.
Oh, my gosh. I know Jerry Peterman told me he had a real disaster in his area. In fact, he was on the air the last time. Remember when he was on the show not too long ago last week? And all of a sudden he cut off the air and we couldn't get back with him. Well, there was something going on. And there were a whole bunch of red lights and trucks, and they basically shut down his phone because they took all the broadband, and he was not able to get a phone call out to call us back at the power hour.
You know, there's some interesting quotes from a Canadian firefighter here, and he divulges that smart meters have at least four major sources of arcing, and he provides the proof. This is a great story from Activist Post. He goes on to say, why are smart meters exploding off houses by hundreds at a time, and why are fires happening no matter where smart digital meters are being installed? You know, that's, that's really scary. I mean, and how, I guess they could probably trace back the source of the fire to the smart meter.
But well, I'm sure they could.
Right. But they're still installing you know them like crazy.
I know. And you know what? Mike from Tennessee had a really good question. He said, what will they say when these non-UL listed smart meters catch fire on gas lines?
Right.
Everything has to be UL approved except for smart meters.
Hmm.
And he's right about that. He is absolutely right. I you know, how many people are going to have to die in these fires before they say something?
Right. It goes on to say that the fact that smart meters are known fire hazard was revealed and documented by the Electrical Workers Union in the Texas court system. Apparently, there is a case 1-CA-103387. It says the fire having problems in smart meters manufactured by Itron and Landis Geyer were reported as testimony to the Texas State Senate. And so, I mean, they know about it, and they're still not doing anything.
They do know about it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, remember we talked yesterday about the anti-GMO labeling law that they were going to be voting on?
Unbelievable.
And we had one of our callers that said, got to call your congressman, got to call your... Everybody was against it. Everybody except for the corporations. Guess what happened? The House passes the anti-GMO labeling law. U.S. House of Representatives on Thursday passed a hotly debated measure that blocks any mandatory labeling of foods made with genetically engineered crops, including preempting a state law set to take effect next year in Vermont, dubbed the Safe and Accurate Food Labeling Act. It's anything but that.
Right.
But the Deny Americans Right to Know, or the DARK Act, as we call it, the Deny Americans Right to Know Act, the measure was approved 275 to 150 with 45 Democrats voting for the bill. House passage marks a victory for food and agriculture companies that have lobbied for the bill and a blow to the opponents, which include consumers, health and environmental groups, and all the rest of the world except for corporations.
It would really be nice to know who voted for this.
I'm sure we could find out. It's right there. All you do is click on it and you can see. Representatives that voted for H.R. 1599, the Safe and Accurate Food Labeling Act of 2015. Click on it. I'd like to know who wanted it other than the corporations. Because all the health people were against it. All the people were against it. But see, that's what happens, is you get whatever they want. You get whatever they want you to have. And they want to be able to feed you any junk they can feed you, so they pass a law that says we can feed you any junk we want to.
How can politicians just live with themselves?
Where's your line in the sand? Because they're bought and paid for.
No, I know.
Where's your line in the sand? Where's your line in the sand? When are you going to stand up and say, you're going to do what to me? I'll tell you what, the only answer is going to be buy organic. And even then you're not guaranteed, right, but it's the closest thing. And there's a story here about male feminists. Men who enjoy barbecues are oppressing women. Are you serious? And this is a story?
This comes from Slate, I guess. The Slate writer and male feminist, Jacob Brogan, thinks that men should feel guilty for enjoying the inherently misogynistic pastime of grilling food on a barbecue. Now, first of all, I want to say I've seen my beautiful, amazing wife grill on the barbecue many, many times. So we... that is something that we share. You know, it's not strictly really my job. But he goes on, it seems like this would be from The Onion, but this guy is totally serious. He says that I'm a feminist, I'm a dude, and I hate that I love to grill. This is crazy.
Okay, enough of that story.
This is Paul Joseph Watson, and there was a recent story where he said another male feminist was saying that it is sexist to not allow your wife to sleep with whoever she wants to sleep with.
Is Paul Joseph Watson a sexist?
No, he's just reporting on these people. I just can't. Oh, there's a tweet on here. You know, we all know how important tweets are. And it says, stop ordering meat well done. That comes from a history of whites giving blacks spoiled meat so they cook it to death to avoid illness. So now if you order your steak well done,
That's enough. That is a stupid story. That is a stupid story. It's crazy. GOP elites plot to bar forerunner Trump from debate. Well, I guess so. You know, everybody right now is liking the man who's running against Hillary Clinton, and they're liking the man who is in the front runner of the Republican Party now. And they're liking this because these two guys have something in common. They say what they think. They are talking about the world the way it is. And whenever Trump comes out and says, excuse me, people love it. Mm-hmm. And he says that usually about 17 times during a when he's talking, excuse me. And I think there's something really nice about hearing just the fact that people want to hear the real deal. You know, do I think he'll be president? No. Do I think that he would sit there for 8 hours a day and work there? No. Do I think he wants to travel all over the world and do what he needs to do on behalf of this country? No.
I just don't trust him.
Well, I don't either.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's such a breath of fresh air. All of a sudden, people are saying, wait a minute. You mean they can talk without this left-right paradigm, and they can talk about things right. That really are? Anyway, caught on camera, illegal smuggled drugs into Laredo before the Trump visit.
Right. Yeah. Apparently, Joe Biggs, who is a prison or InfoWars reporter, and his cameraman, Josh Owens, traveled to Laredo to cover Trump's highly publicized visit. And while recording footage of the Rio Grande River, which, you know, of course, forms a part of the U.S.-Mexico border, Owens spotted illegals crossing the water in the distance on rafts, and so they started to film, and it shows an individual holding open, and they're crazy close to this, too. They're holding open the trunk of a red Ford Explorer, and then four illegals frantically run up carrying huge packs of what they're assuming are drugs. I mean, giant, like, trash bags. They're probably not donating to Goodwill. These are big bags of most likely drugs. Throwing them into the vehicle. And this is in broad daylight. It's happening, I'm sure, if they're able to catch it on camera, I'm sure this is happening all over the
place. Boy, don't you know.
Yeah. And then like a big 18-wheeler or just the front rig of a truck drives by. People are driving by, and these people are doing this without any concern whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just crazy.
Out in the open. Who do you think pays them to bring this stuff in? I think they have a well-organized situation that works very well for them, and they just kind of follow along, do what they're told to do, and bring it in here. Mm-hmm. One thing I wanted to mention, they were talking about the increase in hourly wages. New York is having a problem with this, and Dunkin' Donuts is saying, not no, but heck no, we're not going to, make one of our donut people $15 an hour.
Right.
You know what they found out? When they raised the hourly wage to $15 an hour, the people said that were working there in droves, they said, cut back my hours. I don't want to lose my benefits. Because if you get paid more money, you lose your benefits.
You're talking about government benefits, not from the company they're working for.
I'm talking about food stamps. I'm talking about all that kind of stuff.
Wow.
And so they all wanted to be put back and only make what they were making before, make the $15 and work less hours. And it backfired totally.
We want to be a little more lazy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I want more free time to enjoy my food stamps. And that is an amazing... I would have never guessed.
I mean, mindset is a big reason why we're in...
Exactly.
The trouble we're in. Yeah.
Exactly. And, I heard a comic on TV saying, it's a familial disease. Because if your grandmother has unemployment, your mother has unemployment, it's a genetic thing. Everybody gets unemployment in the family. Your aunt, your uncle, everybody has unemployment. or government benefits. We'll be back after this 4-minute break, and I'm going to tell you about our pet emergency here at the Power Hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Power Hour 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-562-6121. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-562-6121. Now you can listen to the Power Hour when you want. Bookmark the Power Hour 24/7 listen line number today, 605-562-6121. Got it? Call 605-562-6121.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
There's something about you.
That's Daniel Brigman, ladies and gentlemen.
Every time it rains, I see the people rushing by. They don't stop for a moment. They all have their pretty lives, but they want more.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. That is Mr. Numana himself, Daniel Brigman. Cool? He has a great voice. He wrote that song. He did the album. Daniel Brigman, ladies and gentlemen. Our own Power Hour, Daniel Brigman. Renee sent me an email. Bobby Jindal is a corrupt media whore. Now, isn't he running for president? I wish he'd quit beating around the bush and just say it.
I know. It's really hard to read her.
I know. I don't know where she's coming from. Anyway, Bobby Jindal's running for president. Isn't it convenient that she says within seconds he was getting his shoes on to go to Lafayette to get his face in front of the camera? He has delusions of grandeur, caters to the dumbest segment of the right-wing demographics of Louisiana. He ran on the platform of getting rid of corruption. She said, so I waited a few months to let them get settled in and contacted his office about the corruption. And I knew about and had evidence in Louisiana. I got the same old runaround and brick wall. Anyway, because our government employees protect each other and do not do their job. And then she says, why do I hear only conspiracy theories about white men murdering, but not black or brown people murdering? Now, how many black shooters have there been in theaters and in...
Well, I don't know, but, you know...
I haven't heard of any.
Check the news in Chicago.
Well, yeah, but that's black on black. Okay, that's black on black.
It's still murder. I don't care. Why do you have to put a, you know, a race label on it?
I'm not putting... I'm just saying, how many...
Oh, mass shooters?
Mass shooters are black. Sandy Hook wasn't black. I mean, you know, everything is a white person.
Okay.
I just wonder why. Do black people not do mass shootings?
I couldn't tell you that.
Well, obviously in the United States they don't.
I guess if, you know, I don't know, but, you know, go look at, like I said, look at, you know, the news in Chicago and see how many shootings there are. I don't know.
I just think that this is being so orchestrated. This guy is a ne'er-do-well guy who just all of a sudden comes out of nowhere and starts shooting in a theater. Really? I mean, come on. Something wrong with this picture. Okay, I'm going to tell you about my pet emergency, but what I'd like for you to do is start getting online at 855-995-6923, 855-995-6923, if you would like to speak on any of issue that you think is really relevant. The relevant issues, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. Yesterday, when I was finishing up the show, we had Rachel McIntosh on. The last 5 minutes of the show, all of a sudden, my black dog, the little Kira that was abandoned down the road by the people that live there, they just moved and left her there, and so she became a Power Hour dog. She is outside my studio window, and this dog has never come to that window before. Now, Sarge is always out there, but Kira never comes to this window. And she was just frothing at the mouth. She was shaking. She was not able to walk. She kept falling down. And I thought, oh my gosh, I got 5 minutes to go on the show. So we just finished up the show right at that time. I ran outside and there was something really wrong. I didn't know if she'd been bit by a snake or if she had been poisoned or what was going on. But my first thought was, give her charcoal. Give her charcoal.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I grabbed my, in just a second's notice, and the reason I'm telling you this is be prepared and know what to do before it happens. You know, like EMS workers. EMS and paramedics, they're thinking, okay, if I get to the scene and they're not breathing, I do this. If they're breathing, I do this. Well, you need to think in advance. So I grabbed the can of evaporated milk, and I grabbed the charcoal, put it in a bowl, and she wouldn't drink it. So I grabbed a syringe, which I recommend all of you get from your veterinarian, or go to the store and buy one. You can buy syringes on almost every state, I think, except New York. But get a syringe. And I know that my vet cleans them and bleaches them after they use them, so they always give me a bunch of them free. So you get a syringe. Either I got like a big 60cc syringe, and I just filled it full of the evaporated milk and the charcoal.
What about like a turkey baster? Would that work?
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And so I started just putting it in her mouth as much as I could. Of course, more got on me and the room than in the dog, but it took a lot of time to do that. I mean, they're not exactly going to be thrilled to have you putting something down their throat. Anyway, we will be back after this three-minute break. I'll tell you the rest of the story. Stay tuned to the Power Hour, Joyce.
And Josh.
We'll be right back.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got you.
Welcome back to Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. I feel good. We can feel good regardless of what's going on around the world. Let me just tell you what happened yesterday on my dog, Kira. All right, Kira was shaking, and she was just really messed up, and she was just, like, begging for help outside the window. So the show is over. I go out there. I give her as much charcoal as I can get down her, and Rosie was kind enough to call the vet and get an emergency appointment for me to get her in. So, like, within 3 minutes after the show was over, I was in the car with her, and she also happens to be absolutely in love with my other dog, Sarge. And they have this, like, they're both neutered, but
I think it's the other way around, personally.
She's in love with him?
No, he's in love with her.
Oh, he's in love with her?
Yeah.
Well, it's all, men are weak, you know. What can I say? Anyway, so Sarge and Kira have this love affair, and he's always, you know, cleaning her up, and oh my gosh, it's just amazing, these two dogs together. Well, anyway, when I had Kira in the car, she couldn't even stand up or anything. She was just a mess. And so Sarge, who hates being in a car, will not go in a car for anything. He's 80 pounds, and you have to have three people get him in there. He was trying to get in the car with her, to go with her to the vet. I was just really taken by that because I've never seen that before.
That's dedication.
I know how he hates a car. So anyway, I made Sarge stay here. I get to the vet, and he looks at her, and he says, is she having seizures? And I said, I don't think so. I think she's been poisoned. So he said, did you happen to give charcoal to her, to the dog? And I said, yeah, I did. He said, very good. Thank goodness, because that may have saved her. So I said, so we figured out what the poison might be and the symptoms, according to the symptoms. And he said, I think the antidote is atropine. So they took her in the back room and they gave her atropine and some other stuff. Her temperature was 105 from the hyperthermia from her shaking so much. And they gave her an anti-inflammatory. I would have given curcumin, but then I wasn't, you know, with my curcumin bottle. But be that as it may, I didn't even think about an anti-inflammatory for that. But she started to calm down and started to reverse. And the atropine was amazing, and the charcoal took away the poisoning effect. And so he actually, they keep it in the clinic, and he gave charcoal ongoing that afternoon. Then I picked her up a little bit later, and she was just like perfect, normal. Everything was fine. And he said, give her more charcoal tonight and watch her and keep her inside. But she is back to normal now. Amazing.
Yeah, she looked totally, because I knew about this yesterday, mm-hmm. and I was thinking that I might see her laying down somewhere, you know, taking it easy, but no, she looks fine.
She looks normal. She's wanting to be petted. All she wants is to be loved. She is just the most loving, kind dog. Yeah, and to think she was abandoned, she is so sweet. But she's all okay now. She's fine. And the vet, I really appreciated. He only charged me $113, which for an IV and charcoal and all that kind of stuff, you know, they could have really put it to you. And I really like this veterinarian. His name is Dr. Miller here in Versailles. He is just incredible. Your dad uses him as a large animal vet.
Right.
Did you know that?
Doc Chapman and Dr. Miller. Yes, you're right.
Yeah, Dr. Chapman.
Are good people.
They are amazing people for a small town like this.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they just love every animal that comes in there. They're such special people. Anyway, I really appreciate that. And then, so have your charcoal on hand. Now, Dr. Ramona Miller was over here yesterday, and she said, did you think about giving clay? Okay. And, you know, that's another thing. I should have mixed in some clay, charcoal, but I didn't think of it at the time.
I mean, if charcoal would...
Yeah, but it'll take out the toxin, literally take it out and put it into the stool, and you don't have to, you know, it just, it would be a good attitude.
Right,
she's
a
big clay person. So anyway, know what you're going to do in advance. And have that little can of charcoal there and know where it is. The biggest problem is, all right, who had the charcoal last? Where is it?
Yeah. I mean, even my five-year-old knows that when she gets a tummy ache or something, you know, I want some charcoal.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
But does your five-year-old know where the charcoal's kept?
She know, yeah, she'll go grab the can.
Okay.
She knows
that's
where it
good.
Is. But
that's
as far good. As I haven't shown her how to mix it up without making a giant mess yet. So.
Well, you know, in case of an emergency, in a case of an emergency, who cares?
Right. Yeah.
I mean, literally, my utility room.
No, I know. I saw this. Well, I was wondering what that was. I wasn't going to say anything, but yeah.
Looks like it's got black, you know, mold all over the place.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what it was.
But you should have seen me yesterday after I finished with her. But she's all okay now. Know what to do in advance and know where your stuff is and have it. I would say everybody out there, you need three things, four things, definitely four things. You need charcoal, you need clay, you need Heal-On, and you need silver.
Mm.
And especially that 200 parts per million silver, because I've got a cat right now that has a little infection, and there's no way I could, you know, get that cat to hold still and put something on there that, you know, the spray is so easy.
Right.
In the fur especially, but the spray is so easy.
It seems cost effective to me, because you could always dilute that to make it last longer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 200 parts per million, that's quite
strong.
A bit. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. And then also I wanted to tell you that I've told you about Jefferson, this cat that keeps coming around every 2 or 3 weeks to get fed. He's a feral cat. He's a male. And I just don't like the idea that he's out there impregnating little female kitties. So I wanted to get him fixed. And so the Eldon Spay and Neuter Clinic, which, by the way, one of our listeners said they heard about it on the program and went to the Eldon Spay and Neuter Clinic,
okay.
Which I think is great because they only charge $30 there for a cat. No vaccines needed. I like that. Yeah. So anyway, he comes about every 2 weeks. And they only neuter on Fridays.
This will teach him.
Yeah.
Oh, see if he comes back around.
Yeah, that power hour is not such a great place after all. So anyway, he hasn't shown up for 2.5 weeks. And I kept waiting and waiting. So I said, God, okay, I'm going to leave it up to you. If he comes here today, he gets neutered. If he doesn't, he doesn't get neutered. I can't do anything more about this. So sure enough, there he was, the back door this morning, and he's gone now.
Oh.
He has gone to the doctor. So we will have no more kitties being made and created by this cat anyway. And I tell you, you know, you don't want this to happen. You don't want them to be making, you know, litter after litter after litter. So anyway, do your part also when it comes to animals. Please, please, please take care of them. Oh, Mike from Tennessee sent me a video of a duck and a man, a goose and a man.
Okay.
And this goose has fallen in love with this man, and he follows him everywhere he goes. And I tell you, I just, thanks for making me cry all day yesterday after that. That was so good. It was so beautiful. All right, let's go to Dave in New York. Dave in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind, sir?
Hey, Josh, if Joyce starts staring at you and drooling or foaming at the mouth, be very polite when you say, oops, I think I left my barbecue cooker on back at the house when I was farming my wife, and I'll see you later.
Okay.
Yeah. You know,
all right.
Yeah, a few weeks ago, you know, I got the Moriarty program from back in 2013.
Oh, uh-huh.
Yeah, July 11th. And right at the end of it, you go, oh, we've got to get these people back on next week for possibly 2 hours. Well, I don't have a computer, so I can't just look up and see when you did have him back on again. But I want to, I know you guys can look it up somehow. And I just want to be able to order that. So,
you know, I can't remember if we had him on for 2 hours or not. I can't remember.
Yeah, the first time, it, you know, it was kind of like a surprise when they came on. And then you want to talk to them more because it was really getting, it was like watching a cliffhanger or listening to one, you know. And it's like, oh, no, there's more to go. And it's on mm-hmm. the next program. And I, you know, I just wanted to be able to get it. But it might be maybe 2 hours or just 1 hour, but that was July 11th. So possibly.
Well, I'll tell you what. Maybe Catherine will email me if she remembers. She knows everything. I kind of like do a brain dump, and then she knows everything, and so I don't have to know it any longer. And that works out because I'm not that good at it. So she might email me and let me know when the Moriartys were on the last time, and I'll let you know, Dave. Okay?
You know what I was thinking when you were talking about all the people that are doing bad things there in theaters and all are white, and obviously they're all on antidepressants or whatever. I wonder if, you know, the other children or whatever in the schools that don't get as funded as well and stuff, if they get the antidepressants like the kids in the white schools. So that's just a thought.
That'd be interesting. That'd be interesting.
The Moriartys were on July 13th of 2015 in Hour 2. January 13th of 2014, Hour 2. December 19th.
Are well, we don't need to know back
okay,
then.
Well, I thought he was wanting to know
no,
so he
recent,
can order. Oh,
the recent
most
one.
Recent is July 13th, 2015, Hour 2.
Okay.
Okay.
There
thanks
you go.
Very much.
Thank you're you. Welcome. Appreciate it. Let's go okay. to Bill in Iowa. Bill in Iowa, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Hello, special, important people.
Oh, well, thank you.
You're a call taker. Is a keeper, definitely, and he's
aww.
A very gracious person. He really is.
Isn't he nice? Trevor is wonderful.
Yes, he is. You know, I want to talk about gun grab, but real quick, Joyce, what I like about the Power Hour is many things, but one, we differ on politics, I couldn't tell you. You've got a great take on it. It's accurate, and I like it. And
wait a minute. I thought you said we differ on politics.
Oh, no, no. No, I say where oh. we differ. I couldn't tell you.
Oh, no. Really? Wow.
Oh, no. And
I like your attitude.
Easily, I fought the good fight for a lot of years, too, like you did. And someday, when we have time, maybe I can tell you. But I did my part for a lot of years, still trying to do it. But anyway, you know, what I like about the Power Hour, too, is that even topics that might not pertain to me, I listen a lot of times. And very generally, hardly ever fail to at least get one or two, three things that I didn't know. And to go with, and I can listen like unnamed talk show, that 4-hour confab overnight, and wonder what I've learned, you know, overnight with it. Hmm. You know, we have drivers with tractor trailers at night. There's one driver that rides or listens at night and drives by at night. And he said that Art Bell got a hold of you-know-who and told him expressly to quit using his name in the call credits. And he said he went ahead and did it for two more weeks, and Art Bell got a hold of him again and said, you know, he meant business and that. So that ought
to wait a minute. What do you mean in the call credits? What do you mean not to use his name?
At the end of the show, they'll use the roll credits about who he's representing and all this, that, and the other when the show's done at night. And Art Bell said to quit using him in the roll credits, you know, when they, like he's associated with the show. I don't know what Art Bell's, why he's like that, but that's what's going on.
Well, they're having a bit of an enmity between them. They're not very happy, the two of them together.
Well, Joyce, what he's done is rolled over to the money changers, and he goes along to get along, and they give him plenty of sponsors. Oh, yes, you play their game, oh, you'll get rich. But the other thing is, earlier he was talking about a gun grab. I think it was under Clinton, 96 or something like that. They made domestic violence a crime of not being able to get weapons anymore. You could throw somebody out of your house, and rightfully so, they were causing commotion, and you don't even have to talk about using a gun. And they included guns, you know, and no mention of guns or anything. You couldn't own one from then on. And it is expressly forbidden in the U.S. Constitution not to make laws retroactive. That's exactly what they did. They retroactive it, and a lot of people didn't even have a chance to not mention gun or whatever because no, they'd have to give up their gun rights and that. But they made that a retroactive law, so you know that was a gun grab also. And I love you people, and keep up the
all
good
right.
work. We'll be in touch.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Let's go to John in Missouri. John in Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind, sir?
Hey, Joyce. You're the greatest show on radio.
Oh,
really,
my goodness.
It.
Wow. Thank you so much. That's so kind of you.
Well, it is. And I used to do radio, so I know a little bit about it.
Wow.
But,
what is it that you like? What draws you to the Power Hour?
I tell you, a couple things I wanted to say. I just urge everyone to, and I think your show does this, it challenges your belief system. And I think that, you know, the greatest minds in history, if you look back, you know, if you would ask yourself, did Einstein, you know, take everything at status quo or Thomas Edison? I think you know the answer to that one. I mean, they were constantly questioning things. You have to question things, and I think that's what your show does, and I think it's healthy for your, as painful as it is sometimes, I think it's healthy for your belief system to be shattered from time to
wow.
time. But hey, when I got in the car earlier, you asked the question whether or not a black person had ever you know, committed a mass shooting, and I can only remember one of the gentleman's names, but remember Lee Malvo from
and Muhammad.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
That was the only one that came to mind. But anyway, love your show. Keep it up, and we're all praying for you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that very, very much. You know, challenging our belief systems, that's important to me. I want to be challenged. I don't ever want to get so into something that I cannot see another side, because then you have, you know.
Well, a lot of times it will actually even more so solidify what you believe.
Yeah.
You know, I think it is
true.
Important.
That's true. My friend Matt Thomas said, I'm always open to rebuttal. For, as I like to say, now this is just in an email he was writing to me. This wasn't some kind of, like, quote he was giving me. He said, I'm always open to rebuttal, for as I like to say, prove me wrong about anything and you've made a friend. For you will have taught me a truth I hadn't been aware of. Mm-hmm. And I want to teach truths. I want to find out the truths myself, and that's why I do this. And by the way, I just wanted to say, there have been several people emailing me with, Joyce, you are a phony. You are not telling the truth. You are anything but the truth, because you don't have cancer. You never had cancer. And there are a lot of people out there that just wish you would just go ahead and die.
Oh, my God.
That's the email I got.
Wow, okay.
And I would like for this person to come on the program. You know, when you make statements like that, you know, I'll bring my oncologist on if you want to. I mean, how dare they do that? And how dare they, to anybody, not just me, but to anybody, to say...
I have seen you at your worst, I would say.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, you were there with me in the ER, weren't
right,
you?
Right, yeah.
And, you know, but it's not a matter of me trying to prove I have cancer or not. It's the idea that somebody thinks that people would lie about such a thing. I mean, I know people have in the past.
Is it because you're doing so well that they just don't believe that you could have gone through that?
No, they just said you would have never gotten cancer. Really? Well, I kind of wish that might be true, but, you know, it's not. And I'm dealing with it the best I can. But I just imagine, I'm amazed at people that say, fine, just go ahead and die then, you know, because, I mean, it's just, I mean, what is, who are these people? Who are they paid by to do this? So if you were the guy that did this, let's see, you go by the name of Drone. I think that's a pretty good email address for you. Why don't you give me a call at the Power Hour? I'd like to have you on the show. Since you didn't give me any contact information, I'd like to have you on the show and talk about that. So let's go to Lorraine in Michigan. Lorraine, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Joyce. I agree with everything I've heard so far, plus
wow.
the fact that you make people think. And
good.
That's very important. The reason I'm calling is a couple, 3 weeks ago, I called you about Morrissey being in Egypt and Chelikashvili, and I said Yugoslavia, and I meant the Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I get the talking books because I think you know I'm blind.
Okay.
And I got a book that's called The Mob. And it's by Gus Russo.
Right. Now, you called me about that, and you wanted to have them on the program, and I had trouble finding...
No. I didn't want them on the program. I wanted you to get the... I didn't want you to buy the book or sell the book. I wanted you to get the book. Go to the library and
okay,
get
stay
the
right
book.
There. Stay right there, Lorraine. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce.
And Josh.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Speak no attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Identity theft is real. So real, it could be making you its next victim right now. At the gas pump, bank, or store where you shop with your credit card, bad guys with RFID scanners can peer into your wallet or purse from a short distance away, stealing information from your RFID-enabled credit or debit cards, passports, room keys, and ID cards without you even knowing it. Stop the bad guys now with an RFID-blocking wallet from ID Stronghold. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID blocking industry over 10 years ago. Their stylish sleeves, clutch purses, and wallets are shielded throughout. The best you can buy at great pricing, as low as $14.99. Don't wait until your wallet needs replacing. Protect your identity now. Click IDStronghold.com or call 1-800-610-2770. That's 1-800-610-2770. ID Stronghold, the original RFID wallet company.
Yeah. Yeah, buddy.
Ain't no stopping us now. We got the groove. Ain't no stopping us now. I know.
Oh, welcome back to the Power Hour. Josh knows what that song does to me. I love that song. Thank you all for joining us.
Shake it.
Thank you all for joining us today on the Power Hour. Thank you, Dr. George, for sending this news. Guess what? Breaking alert, leak shuts down U.S. nuclear plant. Government radiation levels are above normal. Now, we're talking about the Callaway plant in Fulton, Missouri. 60 miles from here. Steam plume seen in reactor building. That's not good. Workers can't find where the leak is. Also not good. And they shut it down due to safety concerns. Thank you very much. Flood warnings issued for area. Anyway, so they're saying it's a little bit above normal. Now, you know what their definition of a little bit above normal is. Probably ought to be all wearing gas masks or something and getting out the radiation antidotes. Anyway, Missouri nuclear plant shut down after non-emergency leak. No big deal.
70 miles from St. Louis.
Wow. Anyway, they are concerned about this flood warning that was issued, continues for the Missouri River near Chamois until Friday morning. At 7 a.m. Thursday, the stage was at 19.5 feet. Flood stage is 17 feet, so it's already flood stage. Not good. Anyway, that's the Callaway plant. Okay, let's go back to Lorraine in Michigan. Now, Lorraine, I know you talked to Noelle about this, and we checked out the book, The Mob. I haven't gotten it yet.
Listen, I want to tell you, I don't want to take time to, I could hear you off the telephone. The people who started this mob came from Kiev, Ukraine. The book is a kind of a history. And, you know, you talked this morning about all these corporations.
Uh-huh.
Well, through the descendants, I think that's where we're at right now. Because if you get the book is set up in such a way as you can go from chapter, the first 100 pages are the most interesting to me. Because the rest of it will tell you about the people. But if you get the book and read it, you'll see that what Tex Marth has said is true. And the questions we have about the corporations will be answered. The problem in Washington will be answered. But you got to look at the book. Unless I'm completely wrong, I see it entirely different. Because some of this stuff I walked through in the past.
Okay. All right.
So,
well,
no, I didn't want you to get the program. I want you to read the history.
Okay, Lorraine, let me ask you this. What redeeming value from this? What would be the important thing I would come away with, though, that would make it worth the spending the time to read this book? I mean, that's a question I always ask before I read a book.
Well, it's because the history of what the book is telling you and how the stuff was set up and how the controls were made. And the different, well, it's difficult because there are some things I don't want to say on the telephone.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that's interesting. Okay, well, I mean, I'll look at that.
It's just that I think it's important that you know because I've learned an awful lot. I think I told you I've been listening to you since you came back to that doctor saved your life back when you first came back. I've been listening to you ever since then.
Wow. Are you talking about this last April?
No, I'm talking about 15, 16, 17 years
ago. Oh, okay. All right. Wow. All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Garth Nicholson. Thank you so much for joining us today on the Power Hour. Thank you, Lorraine. We're coming up against the top of the hour, and Jack and Eric.